What's up, y'all?
Been gone for a minute and had to come back through with a interesting topic. I seen this one on Twitter, so I definitely have to get some insight and feedback on this one right here. Yeah, fellas, you know, this is for the brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, what would you do if, you know, your girl was just in love with one of your homies who happens to be a famous rapper? Hypothetically speaking, let's just say Method Man was your partner. Common or Nas. A lot of these women who fantasize these men being their husband, they baby daddy, they, you know what I'm saying, they boy toy or whatever. They expressed all they could about what they would do to these men if they was by themselves in the comments. Now, let's just say you knew one of them and y'all kick it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody got a popular, I don't know, I can, no, take that back. I know a lot of famous MCs and stuff like that. You know, we cool, we cordial, you know what I'm saying? We'll dap each other up in public, all that kind of thing. And, you know, you'd have to really wonder, like, say, if your girl, if you know, you got a girl, if you with a significant other, you got a baby mama, it's just, oh, I just love such and such and such. I would do anything to meet them. You got to look at them. You got to give them that eternal look. Like, anything. What the hell are you talking about? Well, hold on now. I'm supposed to be, you know, the object of your desire. You talking about you gonna do anything if you was to run into so and so? Yeah, like, and let's take it and let's, and then even ladies. Now, ladies, y'all can chime into this. I want y'all perspectives too. Like, would you risk it all? I ain't talking about if you in a good wholesome relationship and everything is smooth and you cherish your man, then we're not talking to you. I'm talking to them females that just, you know, everything ain't all good. You know what I'm saying? You got that baby daddy get on your nerves, he cheating on you, and he doing his thing, and it's like, yo. And if you had an opportunity to be backstage with one of your favorite artists, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna sleep with her. It doesn't mean that. But what type of, you know what I'm saying? What type of behavior you gonna have being in the same room with your favorite artist? And I'm not saying that, like, you know, everybody, like, you know, if you ain't no groupie, you shouldn't feel threatened. You shouldn't feel attacked. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just one of them things. It's just like, yo, you get to have a good 20-30 minute sit down. And, you know, and whatever your thoughts or whatever it is, your behavior is, it'll be just between you, him, and God. So what you do? Yeah, that's just one of them things. Like, y'all got to chime in and let me know, because you know how it is out here. We know how the relationship culture out here. The relationship culture in America sucks. You know what I'm saying? And everybody will, you know, do to do with whatever they can do it with. So that's just one of them things. So this is just one of them questions where it's kind of like, yo, that's just something that you gotta ask your girl. Like, I don't think she'll be truthful enough to say, well, yeah, I'm gonna do so and so and so and so. But if you notice, you know, a certain, you know, you notice she be a certain way when favorite artist comes on, she's just like, oh, yo, da, 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 da. And you're just checking them out, like, yo, you know. Or say, if you ever went to, you know, her crush's concert, And just seeing her, and you just kind of like, and you just be like checking her out, like, yo, hold on, what you doing? I ain't mad, because like I said, at the end of the day, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying, you got to know when you the king. King of king, ain't worried about it. Or if you know your girl is the groupie tight, like, you can't even, like, I'm not going to sweat her like that. That's on her. I'm going to do me at the end of it all. So, you know, whatever you do, that's cool. But I'm always do me. So I don't be threatened. I don't be, you know, all insecure from type of things. If we was talking, like I say, if you was talking about me, if I had somebody and they was kind of like, you know what I'm saying? And I would just peep it. I'll just be like, okay. You know what I'm saying? You won't notice. You won't notice. I ain't saying that you this or that. I ain't saying I'm gonna do, but you was definitely on notice. Alright? What would y'all do? Hit me up in the comments. Let me know. Diva for your mind one time.